Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. We mentioned in the very first Mishnah of this Perek that if a person is able to bring a proof that somebody is either a Karov, as a relative, or Psulim, they're Pusul, they're disqualified, they can't serve as a Dayan or as an aide. And the question is, what constitutes somebody who is Pusul? So the Mishnah tells us, Be'elu Hein HaPsulim. These are the ones who are disqualified. And this is going to be a disqualification primarily based on having done something that's against the Torah law. Hamasachik b'kuvya, somebody who plays with kuvya. Kuvya was a game that was played with pieces of bones or smooth stones. It was some sort of a dice type of a game, and it involved betting. And the Gemara says that the reason this person is disqualified is because if he does this professionally, he's not osek b'yeshuvo shololam. He's not adding anything to the economy. He's just benefiting from games of chance, and therefore he's not as sensitive to what's involved in economic growth and people's losses, etc. And therefore he's disqualified. Also, v'hamalva beribis, somebody who lends money with interest, even if it's only ribis that's forbidden midrabanan rabbinically, he's also disqualified. Umafriche yonim, and somebody who races pigeons. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, there was a comic strip in the paper called Andy Cap. It was about a British fellow who he spent his time racing pigeons. So when I first learned this Mishnah, I said, "Oh, like Andy Cap." So Mafriche yonim, he races pigeons, which is also in form of betting. There's actually another explanation as well, that it's not racing pigeons, but it was a method of stealing other people's pigeons, which didn't belong to them really from the Torah, because these pigeons were not really in their possession, but it's still considered gezel midrabanan, still considered a rabbinic theft. V'sochare shevias, and those who do business with Shemitah produce. And the Torah says that you can only use the produce of Shemitah for la'achla, to eat it. V'lo l'schara, Chazal said, not for business. Now, even though this is a Isser D'oraisa, it's from the Torah, and up until now we've been talking about rabbinic prohibitions. However, this is discussing Shvias in our time, which is only midrabanan. That's how some understand it. And some understand that even though it's Isser Torah, however, those who defy this law are not defying it. They are unaware of the fact that it's Aser Min HaTorah. They think it's okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon said, "Bitchila hayu korin osan osve shvias." Initially, they called them gatherers of shvias, not socharei shvias, not those who do business with the shvias. Now, what this means is that initially, these people were just gatherers of shvias for themselves to eat. And they still said that they were disqualified because it's similar to doing business with Shvias if they were gathering it for themselves and their own purposes. And the Gemara says that the problem with this was that the poor people who would gather them, and usually for your own personal use it's okay, but they would then sell them to people and you would use the money from that. And that was very similar to Schora. However, the Mishnah says that was the initially. Misharabu ha'anasin. Once the strong-armed people became more numerous, and that was after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and there was more anarchy. And what happened was is that they would force the people to come up from their payros, from their produce, even the Shemitah year with a certain amount of taxes. So the Chachamim allowed them to gather the fruits, the produce, in order to be able to pay the taxes. And therefore, the Osvei Shvias were now permissible. So Chazru Likrosan Socharei Shvias. They started to call the only ones that were now disqualified were not the Osvei Shvias, the gatherers of Shvias, but now they're now only the people who are truly doing business with the true business with the payers of Shvias, with the produce of Shvias. Amar Bihuda. Huda said, Emasai. When is this true that we mentioned the people before, those who play with dice and those who race pigeons and those who are socharei shvias, that's only disqualified bizman she'ein lahem umnas elohi, when they have no other business, they have no other craft. Well, yesh lahem umnas elohi, if they have another craft that they're involved in, kasherim, they would be kosher, and he's not actually, the Gemara explains that Rehuda is not arguing with the Tanakhama, he's going to actually just to explain his words.